It's the 4th of March. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. The Bedford River Festival will make a triumphant return to Bedford's embankment this summer. The event, which occurs every 2 years, was the victim of cancellations due to COVID restrictions and has not taken place since 2018. Organisers are hoping that the weekend celebrations will draw turnout numbers even larger than its usual 250,000 visitors, providing a boost to the local economy. For the first time this year, the High Street will also be closed to accommodate 100 vehicles as part of the Bedford Festival of Motoring. The River Festival, scheduled for the weekend of the 23rd and 24th of July, will include boat races, food vendors, a fun fair and live entertainment. A cost of living grant may be available for some residents of Luton and Bedford through the government's Household Support Fund. Eligibility and the amount will vary, but any claim will have to be made to Luton Bedford councils by the end of the month. An urgent question regarding investments in Russian companies will have to wait until May, according to Central Beds Council. In response to Councillor Gareth Mackey's request, Central Beds said he missed the deadline for the consideration, even though his question was submitted in the morning before the meeting on the 24th of February. Mr. Mackey is now prepared to call a special meeting of the council to debate the issue given the current situation in Ukraine. Caution Vintage, who tested a pop-up shop in the Harbour Centre during Christmas, has found a permanent home in the Howard Centre. The store, run by owners Alex Stewart and Liam Daisley, sells items from the 1990s and will occupy the old Rhino baggage storefront. That's it for today. I'll be back on Monday with your Bedford News updates.